the literary vein, it seems that texts that use a synthesis of philosophy, particularly investigations of human environment symbiosis, intense poetic craft, fierce attention to language, a text of action that involves more often than not social science research methodology. Does the work, for instance, make a substantive contribution? In other words, how can a piece contribute to confusing or understanding contemporary life? Does it have aesthetic merit? Does the text work as a blend between the poem and the hearsay, essay, and the unreadable? Is it appropriately reflexive? Does it reveal in interesting ways how the text came to be written? Does the text have an impact? Can the text offer a credible account of the relationship between humans and the environment, both intellectual and or physical? And most importantly, I think, does the text put entertainment back into art? I realize that these are somewhat contentious terms, but for the sake of oversimplification, the conventional lyric, which is tied to a centralized speaker and consciousness, examines the present via the past instead of acting against it. Wherein the experimental engages the materiality of the poem as words on the page comprising a thing or event in itself rather than the expression of a self. I know with my own practice I've come to call it just that, a practice. And like any proctologist, my license to practice could and should be revoked or suspended once a malpractice has occurred. If readers stop reading me, or I myself am bored, it's time to quit. So in looking for a cure or art, it seems obvious that one must leave no stone unturned, no gender unpilfered, no genre unpilfered. That was a good mix-up. Here. I think what I like most about the aesthetic I've been sort of describing is that some of these poets seem to be practicing without a license. And I think some of the poets tonight that are reading are practicing without a license. They're like traveling medics who sell tinctures from ox carts along the well-traveled road towards art. But it's not merely an idea of subversion or contradiction. It is an act of hybridity. I'm going to read a Michael Robbins poem here, American poet, titled Alien versus Predator. Praise this world, Rilke says, the jerk. We'd stay up all night, every angel's berserk. Hell, if you slit monkeys for a living, you'd pray to me too. I'm not forgiving. I'm rubber. You're glue. That elk is such a dick. He's a spare tree. He's a space tree making a ski and a little foam chiropractor. I set the controls. I pioneer the seeding of the ionosphere. I translate the Bible into Velociraptor. In front of Best Buy, the Tibetans are released, but where's the whale on stilts that we were promised? I fight the comets, lick the moon, pave its lonely streets. The sandhill cranes make brains look easy. I go by many names, Buju Banton, Camel Light, the New York Times, point being rickshaws in Scranton. I have few legs. I sleep on meat. I'd eat your bra, point being, in a heartbeat. So I would like to turn this over to the readers for this evening. Thank you very much.